This is Carol Flagg for Healthcare Now Radio, reporting from HIMSS 17 in Orlando. With me right now is Morris Panner, the CEO of Ambra Health. Morris, how are you today?
Good morning, Carol. It's great to be with you.
Thanks. It's great to have you back. I think we interviewed you last year, or certainly the last couple years.
Yeah, HIMSS has been a show of increasing importance for diagnostic imaging, and we have been here in force.
Well, let's start with sort of a question from 30,000 feet up, and that is, what do you see as the biggest challenge or some of the biggest challenges in health IT today, healthcare technology?
I think the biggest challenge surrounding health IT right now is being able to support this changing business model. Providers, and to some extent payers, but certainly providers and physicians are caught in the middle right now in the transition between a fee-for-service world to a value-based care world. I think everybody believes we're going to value-based care, but if you get the timing wrong, oddly enough, you cut your procedure volume and your reimbursement just at a time when you may need revenue and capital to be able to take risk and do the kinds of new models that people are encouraging us to do to cost save for the system as a whole.
You know, and one of the topics this year, and actually the last couple of years, has been this, you know, consumerism of healthcare. Yeah, you know, that's been, you know, around for quite a while. And as we move into value-based care, I think even a bigger issue with MIP scoring and all the things related to that that shift. What do you, or how do you see this, I guess, impacting healthcare and specifically interoperability?
For sure. I think what we are seeing are two trends around consumerization. One, I think, was intended, which was we want people to take a little more control of their healthcare. So we see people who want to have their imaging because they're able to do a better job of getting managing their own care through the process. But the second thing that's happened is that people have become much more aware, and they go to Dr. Google now, and they are really looking for the best solution for them. And so you have very informed patients who are shopping. And if you are a system that is providing care, you better be able to explain how you differentiate. In the old days, a consumer would show up maybe geographically, and that's still some of what drives somebody. But now there is a real search for the best care for them. And that's an important trend that I don't think is going away.
And does that tie into sort of what you talk about as far as the evolution of the patient record, or is that a bigger picture?
I think we're seeing another trend that is enabling consumers with more information. So for the first time, you can have your imaging accessible to you. So if you hurt your back and you want to get the best solution for how to rehabilitate yourself, you are going to share that imaging of your back. Now, two other things are coming online which are extremely important and exciting. One is genomic information and proteomic information. And as you see these kinds of information sets inform people's choices about even how to eat, you're starting to see them prevent disease by taking into account your own particular genetic profile. And if, God forbid, something does happen, how to treat that disease. And nothing more illustrates that than the advances in oncology today.
The advantage, of course, being catching it earlier rather than later.
It's catching it early rather than later. Maybe you make some behavioral health changes to avoid a catastrophe. And then, if you don't catch it early, it's the ability to access these kind of very advanced therapies, immunotherapies that are able to take your own individual body's chemistry into account and come up with an ideal solution.
All great insight. So let's now talk a little bit about what's going on with Ambra Health. You had a recent announcement.
We did. We had a big announcement. We launched a partner developer network. And we think that's a unique feature in the industry right now. And it corresponds to what Ambra Health is doing around imaging. We're taking imaging to the cloud. We're making it more accessible. We're making it easier to share, view, and store imaging. But what's the point of that? The point of that is to enable you to turn your imaging into a real asset. So Ambra Health Partner Network is one of the manifestations of how that asset comes into being.
And obviously, our listeners can learn more at AmbraHealth.com.
AmbraHealth.com has a wonderful solution directory right now. There are 15 industry-leading solutions, everything ranging from artificial intelligence to 3D visualization. It's really an important time and an important way for providers who are accessing our system to gain insight into some of the newest and coolest technologies.
Morris, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Carol. It was a real pleasure.
This is Carol reporting from HIMSS 17 in Orlando with another HIMSS Highlight.